Thanks for being here. We're back with Gloria Huckman, Director of Communications for the National Adoption Center, talking about the process, what it takes to adopt a foster child.
People go through a family assessment. It's a great process that enables you to think through for yourself what adoption is like and what kind of child would best be suited to your family. So maybe if you have a 22-year-old son, it'd be nice for that child to have a 17-year-old brother. Who knows, maybe.
Right.
Or maybe this child has always craved a sister. Or maybe the child that is waiting for the family has never had siblings and would love to have a family with two or three siblings. And sometimes we ask children, what kind of family do you want? And you know what they tell me? Almost always, I want a family that will be there for me. I want a family that will love me and a family that won't hurt me.
And it's just so good to know, Gloria. It's kind of the reason why I was so happy you could come in and share some of this. It's great to know that there are subsidies in place and there are physicians and there is healthcare and all of that, because that's what started rolling around in my head. How would I afford the child with special needs, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot going on, folks. We're encouraging you to take a look at adopt.org or an NBC10.com as well. Wednesday's Child, all those videos are up there. And if you look closely, you'll find the one that Vi Sikahema did with a young man named Melvin, and it was filmed right here at the 95.7 BenFM studios. I have to tell you, Gloria, I know you've been at the National Adoption Center for a very long time. I've been in radio for about 23 years, and it was one of maybe even the most moving, special. I felt so thrilled to be a part of filming that piece. So thank you so much for that. I don't know who made that decision, but I was really grateful. Let's talk about, Gloria, what does the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption have to do? Is that a Wednesday's Child thing through NBC10?
Yes. The Wednesday's Child features were started by the Freddie Mac Foundation in Philadelphia about 10 years ago, but in other cities, maybe 12 or 13 years ago, they funded features to be aired in five cities. And it was a good match for them because they deal with housing. The Freddie Mac Foundation was dealing with housing. So what could be a better connection for their foundation than a home for a child? So they funded these features and they are continuing to run in five cities. Freddie Mac Foundation dissolved about a year ago and they had some money left over. So they decided that they had enough money to keep this feature going in their five cities for another year or two. And they asked the Dave Thomas Foundation if they would orchestrate those programs. So the Dave Thomas Foundation now oversees the programs, that's the best word I can find, oversees the programs in those five cities, and they will continue to do it until the end of 2015 when that funding runs out. I understand that the Dave Thomas Foundation is seeking additional funding to keep those programs going in the five cities. But in the meantime, we are moving Wednesday's Child across the country in a program called Wednesday's Child USA. And the first such feature was aired in San Francisco. Well, I don't know if it was aired yet. It was taped last Wednesday. I think it's airing this week. And we are approaching other cities that are very interested in doing this. Baltimore is one, Norfolk is another one. And we will be city in South Dakota, a television station called us and said, we'd like to air this kind of thing.
Oh, this is phenomenal.
So we are spreading this across the country. It's going to be a major program. We're calling it Wednesday's Child USA because we want this program to live on and we want to continue to see kids find homes as a result. Here in Philadelphia, 60% of the children that are featured on that program end up in families. And that is 60%? Amazing. 60%, that's a very high percentage, especially when you think of the kinds of children that we have. Some are like Melvin, who are older. Some are very medically fragile, much more medically fragile than Melvin. Some of them are brothers and sisters that we don't want to separate because, you know, brothers and sisters, they're the only thing these kids cling to. It's the only togetherness that they know that they've had. And we want to keep them together. We don't want to put them in separate homes. So we want these kinds of features to continue to be available and make these children visible in these various places. So we are thrilled to be rolling this out around the country. We know it's going to be a fabulous program. Hats off to San Francisco for being the first of our cities to do this, and we are looking forward to many more joining our ranks very soon.
Gloria Huckman, making it happen. And I want to tell the BenFM listeners, if you meet Gloria in person, she's all of what, 5'2 and maybe 99 pounds? You are a real go-getter, and your passion is palpable, and the fact that this is rolling out national, I'm so glad to meet you and feature you on the show.
I'm so happy to be here. It's a great cause. We're dealing with the basics in our society. I mean, what better thing to work on behalf of than children who are going to form what will happen to our country and our world as they grow up.
It's so true.
It's to our benefit to see them grow up healthy, happy, productive.
If we pay it forward with them, guaranteed they'll pay it forward when they're old enough to
absolutely,
do so.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But
no question about it.
You know, 60%, that is quite a success rate. I was not expecting to hear that number.
We weren't expecting it either. I mean, frankly, when we started our center, which is 40, it's in 1972, so we're going on to, what, 43 years, we didn't know if anybody would be interested in adopting a child like Melvin, or a child who had Down syndrome, or a child who had three brothers and sisters and they had to be placed together. We didn't know, because at that time, historically, adoption was for babies.
And you think babies cute. I mean, honestly, babies are a lot of work.
Babies are a lot of work, and they get sick and they don't sleep through the night.
I like the idea of getting, you know, a middle schooler, elementary, middle, or even high school.
It's very gratifying. And, you know, babies grow up.
Yeah, they do.
So you have a 22-year-old. We all have children that have gone through the various stages of development. And so here you have an opportunity to shape a child's life, to make a difference in the way he grows up and what he will become.
Gloria, in all the years you've been doing this, what is that special thing that you probably can't even put your finger on? Many people in our world have a capacity to love beyond their own.
Yes.
What is that energy?
Sometimes it's an experience you've had with your own children that make you realize that parenting is something you're good at. Some people are just very good parents. You and I are good communicators.
We certainly hope so.
Other people have other attributes. Some people have a great deal of faith. Many of them are involved closely with their churches or their synagogues or organizations that give them support. You can't raise a child by yourself. I mean, when they say it takes a village, it does. And we know that. And even for our own children, our birth children, it's certainly helpful to have a support system, to have friends, to have relatives that are there for us to help us when things are going well, to celebrate with us when they're going well, to commiserate with us and support us when they're not going so well. That kind of quality is important. Parents who have patience, people that have patience and aren't expecting immediate feedback, they know that these children come with a past. They weren't put on this earth at age 14. They come with some issues, some baggage, and be patient, have to understand where they're coming from. And also just an inordinate capacity to love a child for who he or she is. And I remember talking to a family that had adopted some children with Down syndrome. When I say some children, that, you know, I say that casually, but that's not very casual. It's difficult to adopt some children with Down syndrome. They said when these children make accomplishments, when they achieve, it is more meaningful to them than when their birth children do it, because their birth children have the capacity and have been given since birth the opportunity to grow and to develop. These children have not had that.
Makes it even more special.
So it's great. Parents tell us all the time, they're our best adoption advocates are the parents who have done it and say, oh, well, had we done it sooner, we would have been happier.
Well, the National Adoption Center was lucky to get you back in the day, Gloria. You're doing great work. And of course, you guys were very lucky, I think, to get Vaiseka Hema and the support of NBC 10. Obviously, Ben FM, you know, if there's something we could ever do, don't hesitate to ask. Our takeaways is make sure you get to Wendy's and grab yourself a square burger today, because I'm sure that money helps with their foundation for adoption. But National Adoption Center, which is headquartered right here in Philadelphia, now going nationally with Wednesday's Child Program. And if you want to learn more, we will put the link up to adopt.org right from ilikebenfm.com. Gloria, you are a fascinating woman. We could spend a lot of time with you. We didn't even scratch the surface. You are a New York Times bestselling author.
I have to admit, that's true.
Let's talk yes. about, let's take at least 30 seconds to share that.
Yeah, what, well, I've written four books, and one of them, A Brilliant Madness, which I wrote with Patty Duke, who was an actor and had manic depressive illness, which is what the book is about. And it was a book that dealt with her experiences, how she was diagnosed, which was quite at a late age, because as an actor, she could get away with a lot of eccentricities in her behavior, things that you and I probably couldn't get away with.
I get away with a lot. You'd be surprised.
Really? Good. Good. Well, she said, you know, I could go to a set and I would be late and I would come on scattered and I would be moody and all kinds of other things, and I could get away with it. She said, had I been a banker or a manicurist or whatever, I couldn't have gotten away with that. So unfortunately, it worked to her detriment because she was diagnosed late in life. But she is doing very well with her condition. She takes medication.
And you wrote that book with her.
And I wrote that book with her, and that was a fascinating experience. And that was on the New York bestseller list for 3 months, so we were very happy that other people got that message and learned more about manic depressive illness and now called bipolar illness. And
right. I remember the book. I remember the tour.
And so we were very pleased about that.
Gloria Hochman has been my guest. She is the director of communications at the National Adoption Center here in Philadelphia and a fascinating woman, as you can tell, just by listening to her speak. If there's anything on the horizon coming up besides this brilliant national rollout of Wednesday's Child, please don't hesitate to let us know.
Okay, we will. We have a big gala coming up that we're honoring the man who really put us on the internet, whose idea it was to say, okay, before the internet was even a gleam, we're going to put kids' pictures and descriptions on the internet, and people are going to access it and come forth to adopt it.
When's the gala?
The gala is April 23rd.
In Philly?
But I have to check that date out. I think it's April 23rd. In Philadelphia, it's going to be at the Ben, the old Ben Franklin Hotel.
Gloria, please come back in March and we can do a segment.
I would love to. That would be great. I'll have more, and I'll have more news on Wednesday's Child and the cities that we're in by that time.
We are going to try to keep up with you, young lady. I'm not sure we can, but we will do our best. Gloria Hochman, National Adoption Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to coming back.